Service.
There we leave the BBC World Service to start Friday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today reports on the news that England is to get a new national forest. The aim is to plant 2,500 hectares of trees by 2030. Charlotte Smith will be bringing us the details at 5:45. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by News Briefing. But first, a look ahead to next week when we have a doctor's appointment for you.
Should I buy those new supplements I saw on the socials? Can I increase my willpower? Can I become the person I want to be?
Should I worry about microplastics in my brain?
I'm Dr. Chris Van Tulleken.
And I'm Dr. Zand Van Tulleken.
And in What's Up Docs, we want to work out what really is best for you.
There are amazing new treatments and diagnostics produced every day. There are also a lot of strange cures and myths and suggestions out there.
We're going to be your guides through the confusion. We won't always resolve it, but we will help explain it.
What's Up Docs starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds next Tuesday afternoon at 4:30.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 21st of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Fitzroy 989, slowly moving north, filling 991 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Fair, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Cromarty. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Humber. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 for a time. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, south becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 7 or gale 8 later in west Fastnet, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in Shannon. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southeast becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey. Cyclonic becoming northwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Fair Isle, becoming cyclonic later in Faroes. Showers in Faroes, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later in south, occasionally 3 later, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 23rd of the 3rd, 2025. Tyree automatic, southeast 6, 6 miles, 1007, falling more slowly. Stornoway, north 1, 24 miles, 1008, now rising. Lerwick, south-southeast 5, mist, 1 mile, 1014, falling more slowly. Lucas, northeast by north 2, fog. 400 metres, 1013 falling. Bridlington, east by north 2, 1015 falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 5 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1010. Jersey, southeast by east 4, 30 miles, 1007 falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 5 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, south southeast 4, 5 miles, 1004 falling. Valentia, southeast by south 3, moderate drizzle, 7 miles, 1000 now rising. Ronald's Way, east 4, mist 3 miles, 1008 falling more slowly. And Malin Head, east 4, 8 miles, 1004 now rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 21st of March 2025. General situation. As low pressure approaches from the southwest during Friday, it will turn more unsettled with rain and showers developing across most areas and stronger winds expected. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in the Moray Firth, occasionally gale 8 later in the north, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times in the north, fair, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north, mainly fair, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, showers later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsiebill. Southeasterly 4 or 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers or rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsiebill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 until later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the south. Fair at first, then rain or showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. Easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, then rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Fair, occasional rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, then rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And finally, Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, fair, good. And that's the shipping bulletin. I'll have a general weather forecast in a few minutes, Jane.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 21st of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. A fire at an electrical substation has forced Heathrow Airport to close for the rest of the day. One of the men convicted of murdering Stephen Lawrence has admitted for the first time being involved in the attack, according to parole board documents. In business, the publicly owned investment body Great British Energy has revealed details of which projects it will fund first. And in sport, Scotland's footballers have beaten Greece in the first leg of their Nations League playoff. Europe's busiest airport, Heathrow, says it will be closed until midnight tonight because of a fire at an electrical substation in Hayes in West London, which has left thousands of people without power. A spokesperson for Heathrow said the airport was experiencing a significant outage and that in order to keep passengers safe, it had no choice but to close for the rest of the day. At least 1,300 inbound and outbound flights will be affected. The London Fire Brigade said 150 people have been evacuated from properties near the fire. The cause isn't yet known. The travel expert Simon Calder says people are being told to stay away from the airport.
We will see many people turning up at Heathrow who are unaware of this problem. And then, even if you are one of those people who are planning, say, to fly to New York today, fine, you won't be getting there today. But the big question is, when will you be getting there?
The parole board has indicated that one of the men convicted of murdering the black teenager, Stephen Lawrence, has admitted for the first time being involved in the attack. David Norris had previously denied taking part in the notorious racist killing in Eltham in South London in 1993. He's now eligible for parole after serving more than 14 years of a life sentence. Our correspondent Daniel DeSimone has been reading the documents made public by the parole board.
The reports that are being mentioned by the parole board decision today are saying that he accepts being part of the attack because he accepts punching Stephen Lawrence, but he's saying that he did not wield the knife. In terms of the conviction for murder, that doesn't matter because he was convicted under joint enterprise, as Gary Dobson was. They were a group of young men who attacked Stephen.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at shutting down the Department of Education and putting the control of schools fully in the hands of individual states. Closing the department has been a long-term goal of the US right, and it can't be achieved without the approval of the US Congress. Democrats have described the move as reckless. A committee of MPs has said the government still doesn't know how many buildings in England have dangerous cladding, how much it will cost to remove it, or how long that will take. The Commons Public Accounts Committee, which scrutinises the use of taxpayers' money, has cast doubt on whether the government will meet its own target of resolving the problems within 4 years.